Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Today is the anniversary of two devastating earthquakes in Mexico City. One of them was just last year. It killed 369 people, including more than two dozen children and teachers. They died when their school collapsed. The other quake happened on the same day in 1985. That one claimed 10,000 lives. Journalist Rodrigo Cervantes has been covering the story for the past year. He heads up KJZZ's bureau in Mexico City. Rodrigo, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Could you compare some of the damage that was done then to what Mexico City looks like today? What's changed?
It is different in a way that some of the areas that have been damaged have been repaired. But we are still seeing a lot of areas that are still affected. Thousands of buildings have been damaged, and they need to be either knocked down or repaired. And hundreds of people and families also waiting for the response from the government to try to solve their situation after being affected by the earthquake.
So you spoke with a woman named Nuri Aguilera, who is still camping outside an apartment where she used to live. The basement of the apartment is flooded and the walls are cracked open. Let's listen to what she told you here.
We need a lot of money. The government is going to give us, or at least they say it's going to leave, but it's 1 year right now, okay?
So she says she has not received money from the government that the government has pledged for people whose property was damaged. What is her living situation like?
In her case, as well as with her neighbors, they've been camping outside of a building, right in the middle of a street with improvised tents, and they're just waiting. They're waiting to see what happened to all these resources that came not only from the Mexican government and the Mexican people, but also from donations from all over the world, and that nobody really knows where are they right now.
How many people are in the situation that that woman is?
It's probably, there's not an exact head count. We can definitely say it's dozens, maybe hundreds. A few months ago, maybe 6 months ago, you could still see many, many more cases because there was like no solution coming from the government. And after some social pressure, some of the buildings that were damaged are also getting fixed.
One of the reasons the damage was so bad is said to be because of corruption in Mexico City. What did you find out about that?
That is correct. In fact, there have been like several investigations trying to clarify what happened during the earthquake. And most of these accusations focus on the fact that there were buildings that weren't properly built, that there were permits that shouldn't have been authorized. In fact, a lot of people that have been affected by the earthquake say it's not the earthquake what killed a lot of people, but it was corruption and it was negligence. So there's this organization in Mexico City called Mexicans Against Corruption. This is a nonprofit. And I had the chance to talk to Miriam Castillo. She was one of the reporters and analysts that worked with them. And this is what she told me.
We have the institutions, we have the rules, we have the law, and we have everything except someone that followed everything. So we have to get involved like society.
So yeah, what Castillo is saying is that despite after 1985, after the earthquake back then, there was created this legislation, there was created this set of rules to protect the society from damages like the ones we had. And nobody's really prosecuting seriously these people. There's not even like a serious punishment or trying to take them to jail, for example. And so Castillo, as well as her organization and many others, what they're trying to do is to try to reinforce these laws, maybe refresh them. But furthermore, they really want that the government and the authorities look for the people responsible, those who allowed these buildings that were poorly built exist and at the end of the day, causing the deaths of many, many people.
Is there much pressure right now, considerable pressure to make any kind of a difference on the new mayor in Mexico City, who is in the same party as the incoming president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador?
Well, everyone is really expecting and waiting to see what is going to happen with Claudia Sheinbaum. And she's a well-respected scientist. She's a well-respected person in many urban projects that happened here in Mexico City. But on the other hand, she was in charge of a district that was severely damaged by the earthquake. There are like two well-known cases. One is the Tec de Monterrey University, where five students were killed after some bridges fell. And then you have also the case of an elementary school that was also well known, where 19 kids died. And in that case specifically, for instance, the owner is somewhere in the world. Nobody knows. She just ran away.
Why are they looking for her?
Well, a few days after the earthquake, it was pretty clear that the construction where she had the school was not following the procedures or following the rules on how it should be built. Just to give you an idea, she used to have a small apartment on top of his school, and there was even a jacuzzi built there. So it was so heavy, the structure was so heavy and was so poorly built that it was easier for it just to fall. And so that is one of the main things that the new mayor of Mexico City will have to face from hundreds of people here in Mexico City.
Rodrigo Cervantes, Bureau Chief of KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau, speaking to us on the anniversary of two devastating earthquakes in Mexico City. Rodrigo, thank you for keeping us up to date.
And thank you very much for the invitation.